If folks ever wondered how fastball players from Moose Jaw would match up with their counterparts from the United States, the answer is, pretty darn well. One just has to look at how three members of the Moose Jaw Ice performed at the USA Softball 12UB Northern Nationals this past week in Fargo, ND. Playing with the Minot Storm Blue, the Ice would play key roles in their team's performance as the Storm went all the way to the A side final in the 20-team tournament before eventually settling for a third-place finish. The Ice put together a 2-1 record in the round robin and won their opening playoff game 14-5 over Grantburg Barnett to advance to the quarterfinal of the winner's bracket. There, they'd run into unbeaten Pool B winner Hillsborough and end up in one of their closest games of the tournament before going on to a 4-3 win. The Storm had realized in their opening game that Struby, one of the standout pitchers for the Ice in their provincial A-winning campaign, had the potential to do big things in the event, and from that point on, the ball was essentially hers. And to say things turned out well on the way to the A-final would be an understatement, with the win over Hillsborough an example. Struby would go the distance, allowing 3 runs on 5 hits and 3 walks while striking out 15 of the 28 batters she faced and throwing 116 pitches. The Storm rewarded her by overcoming a 2-1 deficit with 3 runs in the 6th inning and then holding on in the 7th for the win. Olofsson and Ansell had a rare hitless game in the tournament, while Struby was 1-for-2 with a run scored and a walk. That sent Minot into the winner's bracket semifinal, where they'd rolled to a 12-2 over previously undefeated Baynard White. A 4-run first set the tone, and the Storm would lead 6-0 through 3 before tacking on another 6 runs in the final inning. Olofsson had a 2-for-2 outing that included a pair of runs scored and 2 runs batted in, while Struby was 1-for-4 with a run and 2 RBI. Ansell had a hit in 4 trips and scored a run. Struby did her thing in the circle, allowing 2 runs on 4 hits and walking 2 while striking out 14 of 24 and tossing another 101 pitches, giving her a tidy 417 for the weekend to that point. From there, it was into the winner bracket final, where they'd face a familiar foe, the Brookings Outlaws, who had handed the Ice their lone loss in the round robin. Things looked good early this time around for Minot, as a pair of runs in each of the first 2 innings gave them a quick 4-2 lead. Brookings kept chipping away and by the end of the 5th inning, things were all tied up 6-6. The Outlaws took over the next inning, though, with 6 runs giving them control of the game. The Storm got 1 back in the bottom of the frame, but that's as close as they'd get. Struby would take the loss, with only 7 of the 12 runs counting as earned. She'd give up 16 hits and walk 4 while striking out 11, throwing another 120 pitches in the process. Struby also had a good game at the plate, going 3-for-4 with a run and 2 RBI. Olofsson was 2-for-4 with a pair of runs scored, Ansell 1-for-4 with a run. That sent the Storm into the B-side final, where they'd settle for third place thanks to a 5-4 loss to West Fargo United. It was a tough one, too, as after tying the game in the 7th and scoring in the extra inning, West Fargo would put up a pair of runs in the bottom of the extra to book their spot in the final. Olofsson was 2-for-4 with 2 RBI, while Struby had a hit and a walk in 4 trips to the plate. Ansell was held without a hit. Struby capped the tournament by going 7 1/3, allowing 4 runs, 3 earned, on 6 hits and 4 walks, striking out another 13 and throwing another 126 pitches, for a grand total of 663 through Minot's 8 games through the week.